For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is the happy hour.
You guys want a happy hour?
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America.
Yeah, maybe I'll come for a couple.
Here are your hosts, Nick Sainert.
I am a huge guy.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
C is for chunk.
Brought to you by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tuesday, this is the happy hour, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainert, Rico with you. What's up, Rico?
Here.
How's the Tuesday?
So far, so good. Again, another day where I haven't stepped outside since here.
Let's just have a revisionist history here.
It was so freaking hot yesterday.
It was very warm.
It was very warm yesterday. Ridiculous. And again, felt really bad because there's construction going on my way to pick up my kids from daycare. Saw all those dudes out there in their long sleeve, their jeans, and they're wearing like, you know, the hats, and one of them had like a jacket on, the like bright ones.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, that sucks.
Well, it's even like our very own Jake Sorensen wears long pants.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I couldn't do it. I need my legs to be out.
Yeah. So anyway, the golf shorts are the go-to this time of year.
Golf shorts? What's the difference between...
It's these golf shorts and then a polo. It is polo season.
What's the difference between... golf shorts and regular shorts.
Golf shorts, they're a little heavier, so they look a little more professional, I suppose.
Okay.
I've been trying to dress a little bit more professional.
I've got non-cargo pants.
You got the cargo shorts.
But they're not cargos because they don't have all the pockets.
Just the tan pants.
They're just the tan pants. And I went out and I was an adult and I got a whole bunch of shirts. I got like 5 shirts that don't have anything on them.
Bingo!
Just some regular old shirts.
I feel like
I look better.
Bingo. So here's the thing is there's a lot of like, I mean, we all know this. People call me Big Swim. I'm a bigger dude. I got broad shoulders. I got a little bit of a belly. And so here's the thing, like you need to feel good. And there's a lot of websites out there that offer shirts for people of our stature, Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them I bought, I think it was like 10 shirts. But for like $119.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 just solid color t-shirts. Different colors, 10 shirts, and now they just line my closet, and I love them. They're comfy, they're soft, they fit well.
Yeah.
And it's not like these giant baggy things. And I'm like, dang, I actually feel like somewhat of an adult because here we are dressing in polos a couple of days a week, dressing in golf shorts. I mean, here's the thing, guys. We're obviously a little bit younger than maybe some of our audiences as well.
Yeah.
And so they're just, you know, blowing this off, and people got to wear suits and ties to work. But fortunately, we're not in that capacity specifically.
Don't have to do that.
And so this is a step up for us. We're growing in front of everybody's eyes.
Look at that. I'm becoming grown. I'm becoming an adult, and I appreciate all of you for going on this journey with me.
Yes.
I went to Red Walmart and got me like 5 shirts for like $5 each.
Nice.
It was a nice little sale they had going on.
Nice. Outlet malls are a big place for me.
Yes.
I love some outlet malls. Nonetheless,
you need to get out to the outlets.
You do. 402-464-5685 Honda of Lincoln Hotline, the Starter Heyman text line. Both of those open for you guys the entire show today, as well as the Starter Heyman Jewelers live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Allo Channel 961. Huge thanks to our sponsors and our friends over at Empire Fence and Netting for their support of the program as always. You can actually stop by Empire Fence and Netting on your way to the outlet malls. If you take Highway 6, it'll just take you right through it, right by Empire Fence and Netting, right through Waverly, and straight to the outlet malls if you would like. But we got a lot of stuff to get to. Obviously, yesterday was such a good sports evening with Game 3 of the College World Series, Game 7 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals that we got to talk about in the second segment. Now that baseball's concluded and hockey's concluded and NBA's done, it's time we probably turn our attention
to the Olympics.
To the Olympics, but also Nebraska football. And so in at some point in today's show, we're going to talk about Nebraska football turnover numbers that other teams in the Big Ten Conference had. One specifically stood out to me as I was kind of navigating this Phil Steele's magazine.
It is Phil Steele season,
if you will. But
does Phil do all this by himself?
I would imagine so. I was thinking about that.
A lot of work.
Just think about like the Adobe pages that he has on his computer.
Ridiculous.
And also, I'm sure he starts working on this relatively early.
He's got a massive team of people. It's not just
probably a massive team of people. But what if something got deleted, and he just had to send out a response of like, "Sorry guys, this magazine's not cheap."
No, it's not, and it's thick. It's a
$21.
It's a thick boy.
$21 for a magazine. It's the only magazine I ever buy.
I like the fact that it's like customized for like different regions.
Yeah,
it's nice.
I agree. So, nonetheless. We'll talk Nebraska turnover margin numbers because, as folks know, Huskers not very good last year, negative 17 in the turnover margin. But for the short segment that we do until we take a break, let's go ahead and break into the College World Series result last night. Texas A&M comes up one run short against the Tennessee Volunteers, 6-5 in the winner-take-all Game 3 deciding match between the Aggies and the Vols. Tony Vitello, the former Arkansas assistant under Dave Van Horn, gets his first national title for Tennessee Volunteer baseball as well. The stars were out. We saw Rick Barnes was in Omaha. Peyton Manning was in Omaha. Josh Heupel was as well. Morgan Wallen, who's everybody's favorite. The stars were out.
Country singers there, Morgan, and there was somebody else. I don't remember who it was, but Tennessee had a massive, popular, star-studded cheering section going for them in that disgusting orange that they had. But Tony Vitello, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, how you would think that, I think you were saying that his kind of energy and demeanor would fit at Texas. We're not going into that whole thing, but I guess I haven't been following Tennessee as closely because I knew that he was fiery and all that, but then at the end, he gets the water dumped on him. He's picking the ice up off the grass, tossing it in his mouth and, like, chewing it, and he's just, like, jumping up, hugging his players, shoving his players. He's getting That dude looks like a really fun coach to be around, although it could just be, you know, all of the energy going in after that game and winning your first national title, but at the same time, he just seems like a really energetic and fun-filled guy, although some people might take it the wrong way, and maybe he is a lot of energy kind of put into a negative way, you know, tossing the dirt and what have you. But I liked it.
So here's what's interesting is, and this, a lot of people don't necessarily know this about Tony Vitello specifically, was back in 2016, he had a relatively quick jump through his coaching career, and it all started in 2003. So Tony Vitello played from 2000 to 2002, and he played at Missouri. Missouri is his alma mater.
Oh,
and in 2003, a year after he graduated from Missouri, he was there as an assistant.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
From 2003 to 2010, Tony Vitello was an assistant coach with Missouri.
Like a grad assistant or just assistant?
An actual assistant. And this is, once again, a lot of people don't realize and know the quick rise, I suppose, in the coaching world that Tony Vitello made. From 2003 to 2010, was an assistant. 2011 to 2013, he was an assistant at TCU. He left his alma mater. Then from 2014 to 2017, he was at Arkansas. Something that goes under the radar with Tony Vitello,
that is a quick
assumption, is was that he used to be a little bit more arrogant than he is currently.
Oh.
And in 2016, he interviewed for the Missouri head coaching job opening while he was an assistant in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was reading an article from The Athletic, I believe, earlier today, about how he was expected to get it. He thought he had it locked up. He was not worried about anything else. He had started talking about recruiting to Missouri, started to talk about what he was going to do with the program to his inner circle. Felt like he had it sealed. They ended up choosing Steve Beazer to be the new Missouri baseball coach in 2016. They ended up firing that coach back in 2023. But Tony Vitello didn't get the job. Got humbled big time. Goes back to Arkansas as an assistant coach, and in 2018 then gets the head coaching job for Tennessee.
Do you think Missouri's looking back and thinking, maybe? Oof. Or do you think that him getting humbled by not getting the job at his alma mater after believing that he had it locked down was what humbled him, as you said, enough to kind of become the coach that he is today?
So how about this? He said this back in 2016. The headline is Vitello happy as a hog. And this comes from the Arkansas Gazette down in Fayetteville. It says Arkansas assistant baseball coach Tony Vitello interviewed for the head coaching job at his alma mater, Missouri. He was never offered the job, he said. Vitello said he interviewed for the position last month in a hotel in Kansas City, Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported that he was one of the favorites for the job before Missouri hired Southeast Missouri State head coach Steve Beazer on Thursday. He said, quote, "Once I walked out of that meeting, I knew they weren't going to pick me and that I wasn't a candidate. I'd love to look like the most loyal Razorback of all time and say I turned them down, but I never was offered the job. And at no point was I ever all in saying yes if it was offered." That's what he claims.
Issue.
So there you go. It says the Post-Dispatch reported Vitello had the backing of several influential alumni at Missouri, including Major League All-Stars Max Scherzer and Ian Kinsler.
Max Scherzer's a Missouri alumni?
Wow. I did not know Max Scherzer went to Missouri.
The more you know.
There it is. Vitello claims that he has aspirations to be a head coach one day, but isn't in a hurry. He then left the following season. So
he wasn't in a hurry. It just happened.
He wasn't in a hurry. So there's that about Tony Vitello. Quick ascension, got turned down by his alma mater, didn't even get offered the job by his alma mater, goes to Tennessee, and 6 years later wins a national title. The first one in Tennessee history. So
gets one in before Dave Van Horn.
Does get one before DVH.
You were mentioning that before when Tennessee first made the College World Series field. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning how that's an interesting storyline. If he were to get it before Dave Van Horn, knowing that he had been an assistant there.
Yeah.
Dave has had all this success, but it just hasn't panned out in terms of a championship yet.
Well, and we continue to see. I mean, Arkansas just utilized the transfer portal again. They went and got out... I'm blanking on the Ohio State pitcher's name. Biedenspiel, the Ohio State pitcher that pitched against Nebraska, in fact. And they plucked him from the Buckeyes through the portal and sent him down there. Long list of
Landon Biedelschies.
Yeah.
Sure.
I told you it was a confusing name to say on the back end. But
Biedelschies.
Yeah.
That one.
Very tough. But Ohio State pitcher, starting guy, moves on, goes to Arkansas. Nebraska's former pitcher, Cody Frank, transferred down to Arkansas as well after a season with the Huskers. So Dave Van Horn certainly utilizes the portal for some pretty valuable arms throughout the last couple of years, just can't get over that hump. And they've had some really good players, obviously Hagan Smith, Robert Moore. The list goes on and on. Even Andrew Benintendi, who is the Golden Spikes Award winner. Golden Spikes Award winner in his time was... not able to secure a national championship. So, but once again, Tennessee gets it done. Now we see what happens with Schlossnagel, what we see happens with Tony Vitello. If he gets an extension onto it, there's already been rumors and discussions of Tony Vitello getting an extension onto his current contract. And he made a little bit of a bonus with the win last night over the Aggies.
How much is Peyton Manning pouring into to keep Tony around?
According to Peyton Manning, they're coming in all sports.
All of them. Shout out to Tennessee.
So we'll see what Josh Heupel can do with football this fall.
Tennessee has been the Nebraska savior this year. If you paid attention after the game, Tennessee shut out Iowa in the bowl game.
That's right.
Tennessee beat Texas A&M in in basketball in the NCAA tournament, I believe is what it was. And then Tennessee beats Texas A&M in baseball.
So Tennessee football, they were 9-4 last year. They returned 6 starters on offense, 5 on defense. Let's see. Their schedule shapes up like this. Open it up against Chattanooga. They face NC State and Charlotte on a neutral site.
Win.
Then they play Kent State, the Golden Flashes.
Loss. Just kidding, Quinn.
Then they go to Norman, Oklahoma in their first conference game of the season.
Win.
Tennessee at Oklahoma.
Win.
They, by the way, the Sooners just inked Brent Venables to an extension, too.
They did. A weird extension.
At Oklahoma, then they have a bye. Then it's at Arkansas.
Win?
You have them starting 5-0.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think they lose to Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's going to be okay this year. Josh Heupel, don't forget, former offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, former quarterback at Oklahoma. Josh Heupel was. He left to be the head coach at Tennessee.
He knows everything.
Obviously. Florida at home. Alabama at home.
Win-loss.
Kentucky at home.
Loss.
Mississippi State at home.
Win.
They go on the road to Athens.
Loss. Heavy loss.
How about this one? A big November 23rd game against UTEP.
Loss.
And at Vanderbilt.
All right. They're going to win. Or they're going to lose 3 games.
Double-digit wins. 10-3.
Yep.
There you go.
Alabama, Georgia, and someone else. Not sure who. Possibly Oklahoma.
They got that really good quarterback now.
Who? Tennessee?
Nico. I am a Leva. I am a Leva.
I'm a Leavin.
Yeah. So there you have
it. But he's not a leaving.
All right, let's talk Nebraska football. We got turnover numbers to talk about it. And Nebraska, -17 in turnover margin this year. What other Big Ten team was at the top of the country in terms of turnover numbers and had a pretty good year? We'll tell you about them coming up next on the Happy Hour.
Follow Nick and Enrique on Twitter at @Nick_Sainert and at Radio Rico AC. More of Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.